You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson. AfterBuzz TV.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm Bam Erickson. Bing is for doing, and we are doing episode 4 of ABC's drama, reality show, The Glass House. Sorry.
It is a drama.
It is a drama.
It's a drama-filled night.
But I got a little
Freudian slip.
Got a little tongue-tied because we're here in Southern California, and it's like 100 degrees outside, and it's like 200 degrees inside. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm Bam Erickson, and I want to introduce you to my co-host.
Thaddeus Massey.
Justin Walter.
Dariel Kristen, and you can tweet me at Dariel Kristen, DerrialChriston.
All right.
Nice.
All right, so episode 4, what did you guys think?
Man, so much to talk about.
Yeah, so Robin was voted off. What did you guys think? Did you see it coming?
Yes.
I saw it coming.
Why?
I think what we're starting to see is a pattern that since the rule is the lowest two vote getters are the captains, and then other people go into the limbo that aren't captains. So the last 2 weeks, the people who are eliminated are the captains. So I would put a lot of money that Ashley, if we're going to talk about that later, but every time the captain's going to be eliminated. I don't see that changing because we're getting one episode a week, and then people are obviously watching online as well. But in my mind, I feel like a lot of it's just going to be captains going after captains. So
yeah. I mean, I didn't want Robin to go. I mean,
me neither.
I voiced my opinion last week that I thought that Erica was a bit of a bully.
Oh.
So I didn't really want Robin to go. And I like a little cuckoo crazy, and Robin was giving a lot of cuckoo crazy last week.
Yeah, definitely.
Thaddeus, did you think Robin was on her way out or what?
I was kind of on the fence. I think Robin was trying to play the game, but she was a little boring.
So Robin was boring.
Yeah.
As far as the game, personality wise is one thing. It was cool, you know, entertaining. But as far as the game was concerned, I didn't really feel like she was a factor.
One thing that was crazy in terms of Robin, though, from week one, I remember when we were talking about her in week one.
Mm-hmm.
It was she's going to be the mom that's the nurturing mom in the game, and then she went crazy.
She flipped it last week.
And so I was going to say, because when you look up, when you type in Glass House, that was all pretty much the blogs and the newspapers talking about was how crazy, how she had her moment.
The breakdown.
Yeah.
So do you think the whole crazy thing, the insomnia, not being able to sleep and cleaning for 4 hours, do you think that had something to do with her? I mean, I could barely clean 30 minutes, so I mean.
Yeah. Actually, she can come clean my place the way she was scrubbing the floor. I mean, it was like shiny clean, the wood was shiny clean at the end of her whole craziness. But
it
probably was a contribution of why she left the show. Mm-hmm. But I wanted her also to come back because I wanted to find out the whole drama with her she got stabbed, right?
Or almost killed.
Right. I wanted to find out more about that story, so I was hoping she would come back so I could really.
Well, she's off the show, Tweeter.
Right. Yes, that's what I have to do. You're right.
The complete story.
I think it would be interesting, though, if we got to see some footage of what's going on in limbo. You know, was she crazy in limbo?
Right.
And, you know, we get to see before, you know, as we go in limbo, I remember seeing her and Erica plea why they should stay in the game, you know, if keep Auntie Robin in the game and Erica, you know, I'm going to do what the viewers want, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's all we get to see. And then one of them is gone.
It seems so different when we watch episode one to now.
Yeah.
So much has changed, particularly the first 10 minutes. We were after the first commercial, we was like, oh my God, what?
It was a drama.
Right. All this drama.
It's a drama.
My hand hurt.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching a soap opera.
Yeah.
First.
It, What's the drama?
So soap opera. Let's as the world turns. Let's bring it. So Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeffrey.
So Jeffrey.
I mean, you want to talk about drama? I mean, he got
very emotional.
Yeah, he got really emotional. He's upset that Kevin would vote against for Erica and keep Andrea because of the whole conversation that they had last week in regards to the whole gay issue thing. Erica's gay, and Andrea.
No, Jeffrey is gay.
I'm sorry, and they said on YouTube that I'm always forgetting the names.
I got the
paper right
Andrea.
Here. It's so I'm sorry.
If we pronounced Andrea's
more.
Last week,
yeah. Andrea's more.
It was Andrea.
So,
Andrea is the Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so Jeffrey is the gay guy. But also remember, Jeffrey started the whole conversation last week when he threw in the whole thing about killing flies. Is a sin or a commandment or something, and so she threw one back at him and said, "Well, you know, being gay is a sin," and so there was this whole thing, and then Jeffrey takes it into this whole thing.
I don't know if it really went down like that though. Wasn't it more of he used the fly thing obviously as to say, "Oh, you're a Mormon, you shouldn't be killing," but then it was more kind of the whole. The Prop 8 and the whole issue of gay marriage and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. She didn't say that you're a sinner directly. I think he brought it up in terms of like you're against this, and then they just had it out in terms of obviously the disagreement in their beliefs.
Okay. Well, however, I still think that, as Kevin said, this is a game, and I don't think anyone's preference should have anything to do. This is a game. He shouldn't. People shouldn't have to vote for who they want to based off of what they think as far as equality is concerned. I don't see the two I don't see the correlation. What do you guys think?
Well, like it was mentioned later, it was, you know, when you have the general public doing the voting and the directing, then you're getting into a popularity contest. So now everything is going to be based on perception as opposed to everything just being, you know, kept within the show and nobody from the outside has any effect or influence on that. Mm-hmm. So the fact that everybody else does have an opinion and their perceptions are kind of directing, or not kind of, it actually is the basis of the show, is going to have an effect. So I can understand why he wouldn't want that to affect him and his outcome and where that's going to guide him as far as the game is concerned. That would really affect him in this particular game.
You mean Jeffrey?
Yes.
Okay. It's interesting because when I'm thinking of other reality shows that are based solely off of the contestants voting against each other.
Exactly.
That's a different thing where people say in terms of the game, don't bring that into the game. This is a game.
Right.
But the point you mention is we're the ones who are voting, so that could be a huge play in the game.
Exactly. Yeah,
and let's bring up all these. It's all these sob stories we're getting. We're getting gay marriage. We're getting Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
We're getting all these issues that are huge issues being kind of almost chess moves in a game, but they don't even realize that.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's a whole different game. It's a whole different game.
It is all different.
I have no problem with people voicing their opinions and coming into the game with their own personal opinions. I just think it got thrown completely out of whack last week and at the top of the show tonight as well. I mean, with Jeffrey coming in crying, you know, I just think that it was just too much drama. It was too much drama for this to be just a game that they need to be focusing on versus all that other extra stuff.
So you're saying, and I'm somewhat agreeing with you now. That's a good move on Jeffrey because now he's luring.
I don't think it's necessarily a game move on their end. I don't think they're consciously making decisions of, I'm going to talk about gay marriage, I'm going to talk about Hurricane Katrina, I'm going to talk about these things as in their mind game moves. If it is a game move, okay. But I think that how we're seeing the show, that's all we can start voting off of is who we like, and it's almost based off of their views, their opinions, who you relate to, who you don't relate to. Whereas it's not anymore, we're not really seeing a whole lot of strategy in the game anymore. You know, we're seeing all these developments in terms of
stories and their personal,
and that sort of thing, where that's why when you said it was a drama, we were laughing because the first
half of the show was like a drama. I was like, whoa, this is very heavy in terms of reality TV shows, whereas in other reality shows that are similar or different, it's all about the strategizing and the this and that. But this, it's more developing into the person.
Do you think that that's ABC's way of having us feel closer to the game players?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I mean, I think definitely.
Yeah.
If, you know, there's definitely an interaction that's going on. It's making it interactive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now that the audience can be involved, you know, people have so many opinions when it comes to reality shows.
Right.
You know, and I think the Kardashians had a lot to do with that. I mean, the people became more highly opinionated.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
About reality shows and anything that's closely related to Jersey Shore, for example, as well. Those are shows that actually make people more opinionated because mm-hmm. there's so much controversy / scandal going on. Now you have an opportunity to make people popular, mm-hmm. so to speak, and now we have our own say as to what direction they go.
And Jay says we have that say because we're here on After Buzz, we're recapping it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and what's interesting is even they brought up that point. Erica, after Robin went home and came back into the house, she was talking to Stephanie saying, you know, this is great. America's got their voice and it's like a popularity contest in high school, but it's really the opposite. And then there's Stephanie dancing saying, yeah, I'm not that girl who was popular in high school, but I feel like I'm popular here because it's the people are getting to know me. And she had her sob story of the person she loved passed away. It's, you know, all these things that are different.
I agree. It totally makes sense because when you think about other shows from ABC like Dance with the Stars, it's all about people's personal stories that can keep them into the competition longer. Let's talk a little bit more about the drama.
Yeah.
There was Kevin. There was Kevin and
Joy. Yeah.
Who got into it.
He was at the head of the drama because of his,
past
makeout session with Erica from last week. And Joy, being girls with Erica, she did not think it was real cool that Kevin threw her in the hot box last week. So she came after him today. So, you know, I that's her friend. So I get it. You know, I think Kevin handled it well, but I can understand why Joy was a little upset.
Yeah, I think Kevin won that one. Once he said what he had to say.
You're saying he won for different reasons, though.
He won all the way around.
Well, sort of, but not in the end.
Here's the thing, it did come to bite him in the butt.
But I think that he put it in a very simplistic way. He says, you know, everyone has to vote every week.
So this was
my particular choice, and I was honest with Erica and my decision. Yeah. So why should you care? And then, of course, she apologizes. And then, of course, as he's walking out the door, guess what Joy does? She starts crying.
Yeah. I wonder, Joy is starting to take on that role if she's becoming like the pit bull of the person trying to stand up for people in her alliance. And we even saw that if we want to go into the talk about racism and that sort of thing, which came out of nowhere. That kind of came out of nowhere.
Yes. Hey,
with Mike and Joy.
Yeah, break that down. So go ahead.
So before the show went back on, we saw kind of a promotion to watch the live
feed. The live feed,
and there was a 4th of July party that happened that we didn't see at all, but we saw a tidbit that there was an issue of Joy being upset that Mike didn't approve of how she was treating Jean because Mike thinks that Joy is playing Jean in the game, but Joy then turned it into saying, Mike, you don't agree that I could be with a bigger black man. And and then racism got in there, and then it kind of escalated into a dialogue between them, but we didn't see actually the fight.
But here's my question. What makes Mike think that Jean isn't aware, if Joy is playing a game, that Jean wouldn't be aware of any of this?
I don't think Jean cares.
I don't think Jean cares,
but I do get what Mike was saying. Mike was just voicing his opinion as everyone else voices their opinion when you're in an open glass house and you're stuck in the house for hours. He voices his opinion and says, I don't feel like that whole cuddle relationship that you guys have, I don't feel is genuine.
Yeah.
I feel that you're basically just playing him. It was just his opinion. And so.
But then the issue in the show that we saw was then she turned it into a racism argument or like a dialogue in terms of that.
I still was a little confused on how it went into
I was a little confused.
She just jumped straight to it.
We missed something.
But we didn't get to see, we didn't really see her turn it into that.
Right.
We just heard them talking about it. We didn't get to see that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then speaking of Gene, so then Gene has his breakdown. He's wearing a suit. He's wearing a suit jacket with shorts,
the shorts
and a hat.
Yeah. And he just I couldn't laugh at him at that moment because he was, you know, giving his condolences to his friend.
Yes, so it's sad.
But it was a crazy outfit.
It's almost kind of, I mean, the show is entertaining at different points, but it also is draining. Like we said in the first half hour of the show, we did see a lot of heavy stuff, which maybe it is. It's bringing a different type of television to the air, which is a good thing, you know? Right. When you were talking about it earlier, these conversations are probably happening on all these other reality shows, like, you know, Big Brother, Survivor, these shows where they live together all these times. They're having these conversations, but we don't see those conversations because what we need to see is the strategy development to get us to why people are voting people out.
Right. Right.
Whereas we don't need to see that because it's America doing the voting, so what we are seeing is the different conversations going on, which I think is a good thing.
And that's important because we're going to vote based off how we view people.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So... You know.
Yeah.
But something has to change because, you know, Big Brother comes back out this Thursday. So.
Well, it's different because Big Brother focuses on strategy. Oh.
Bam, bam. Sound effect. Is that Phil in the studio?
My money's on, I'm loyal. Glasshouse. Okay.
I'm loyal to Glasshouse.
Yeah.
Glasshouse.
And then, so what about anything else for the first?
What do you guys, like we've been talking, the first half of the show was very dramatic and kind of heavy. Right. Do you guys enjoy that? Or as a viewer, is it too much? Is it too much for you or do you enjoy it?
I was drained. Like, oh God, let's move on.
I liked it. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because there has to be some character development. Mm-hmm. You have to get to know these people. And these people have to get to know each other.
True.
And they're not going to get to know each other unless they start pushing out sob stories to each other. Remember, they have two dynamics of influence. They have to influence the people that are in the game with mm-hmm. them,
yes.
along with
America.
So now you're walking a fine line that reality TV has never really done before.
True.
So it's like playing both sides of the fence, and you're kind of playing the game with yourself solo, even though you're building alliances.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamic is really interesting, and I really like it. You know, it's just going to be interesting to see how it you know, completely develops and see how it goes.
And speaking off of that, the alliances, I do like the alliances that have formed with like the first group with what Kevin and then Holly, Mike,
Ashley,
Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
I like that group in particular. Actually, it's just I think that the way that it's all
they
laid
seem
out,
like
is
they're
smart.
More the gamers of the house.
Yeah.
They're always strategizing and talking strategy.
Yeah.
Where the other alliance is more kind of we all have fun. We kind of have similar views in life, and we're just going to hang and let the viewers keep voting out those other people.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
But yeah, there's plenty of drama. I mean, you guys are right. I mean, there's a side that they're showing where we're getting to know the characters a little bit more about all this drama that's happening. But mm-hmm. sometimes it's a little bit too much. I want to see them play the game.
You know what's not too much?
Strategize.
You know what's not too much?
What?
Tell us about Amazon.
Oh,
Amazon. That's my favorite thing to talk about. Thank you, Bam.
You're welcome.
Everyone, you need to go to AfterBuzzTV.com. When you go to AfterBuzzTV.com, there is a Amazon banner that you click on, and you can do all your purchases there, from buying a gift for a friend, a loved one, a girlfriend, boyfriend, your dog, whatever it may be. But we don't get any money for it, but we do get a nice kickback, and we're able to continue doing great episodes like this that we're doing tonight for The Glass House, ABC's The Glass House. So once again, go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click on the Amazon banner and do all your purchases there.
Love the sound effect.
That was like the Phantom of the Opera sound effect right there.
That was so dramatic, but all right. can you hit us one more time?
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
So now let's continue forward. So the enemies room, of course, it's a no-brainer that mm-hmm. Jeffrey and Andrea were picked for.
But really, what is it?
Andrea, I think,
decided that she wasn't even going to sleep in there. So, I mean, there's not the rule that you have to be in there at a certain time. I mean, clearly the friends room was Mike and
Kevin,
and they choose to sleep in there because they're friends and that sort of thing. But, you know, the enemies room, she probably slept on the couch. So really, is it doing anything?
I was gonna say, I feel like they should have to sleep in bed together.
Oh, at a certain amount, they have to be there at at 10 from like 12 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Yeah, or something. You should vote that in.
Definitely.
I haven't seen that vote. Have you?
No, but maybe you can
tweet it.
Tweet it in or something. Yeah,
suggest
a nice suggestion.
Maybe email. We can. Maybe
we'll do
we
it together.
All, let's do it all together.
One big tweet.
Yeah, and then so we already talked about the alliances. So then there was the fancers where there's the questions, and I thought it was kind of cute. The little puppies.
The dogs were adorable.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
But Holly, I think is going to lose some viewer votes by not loving the dogs. Holly, you know, she's like, I don't want to touch a dog. I don't want to be anything smell like a dog. America loves dogs and they love puppies, so I think Holly might be losing some votes on that.
It's a good thing.
And we already know she's at the bottom, so she doesn't have votes to be losing.
Right. It's a good thing I wasn't on the show, because I would lose votes too.
you don't like dogs?
Puppy lover, Bam?
Well, I would have been hugging those pups.
I almost got bit by a dog.
Oh, God.
By Arnold Schwarzenegger's dog.
Oh, gosh.
Attacked me. So I have bad...
Wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of those questions.
Yes.
Some of the questions, I think it's interesting. I like when people are asking questions about, am I doing better than this person? For example, Mike said, do I have more votes along the lines of, do I have more votes or fans than Stephanie? And his answer was no. So then he knows, okay, Stephanie, who everyone thinks is the person to beat right now because of her story of her loved one dying.
She's smart.
She's smart. She's likable. So he's trying to say, okay, Stephanie, the fans told me that Stephanie's got more fans and votes than me. So then, to what you were saying, Thaddeus, how does he walk that line now of trying to get more fans?
Right. Mm-hmm. I think he's... I think it's going to be tough. I think he's going to just have to try to figure it out. It's just one of those things where... He has to try to get Kevin back first.
Oh, from Limbo? Yeah. I think he'll come back.
Yeah, because he's, you know, they're like two peas in a pod.
The bromance is.
Exactly.
You know?
And you're going to have to kind of depend on that. He is kind of depending on that already. That alliance is really so ironclad for them. I'm really afraid to see what will happen if one of those guys ends up going home.
Mm-hmm. I think it will affect Mike more. Kevin, I think he'll be fine.
I think he'll be fine too.
I think it'll affect Mike more. Yeah. Now, Andrea's question was, should she stay?
Andrea.
Get it right,
man. Get it right. Sorry.
No.
Andrea,
like calling her Andrea. That's okay. It's Andrea.
Okay. Boy, I'm going to have to hear about this through YouTube, okay? I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
Should she stay local, or should she stay in the alliance, or should she go solo? And
she needs to stay in the alliance.
The fans said
that she should stay in the alliance.
Yeah, she should.
I would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Did you like Gene's question? Is it you?
No.
You know, am I viewed as a hero?
Or a villain?
I don't even know where that question came from. Because
I like how these other people are starting to ask smart questions pertaining to the game. And you look at it. It's that one alliance that's, in my mind, the alliance that's always talking about strategy and trying to play a strategic game.
Yeah.
They're asking those questions, whereas the other people are like, did I look good? Yeah. You know, they're putting questions.
Should I wear blue or red?
Yeah. Or am I a hero or a villain? What? You know, is he more concerned about how America is viewing him in the game and not really what's going on? Or is he there to, like, try? I don't know.
That he doesn't know whether that's helping him or hurting him. Like, people might like to see
people
him
like
as a villain.
Villains.
People
yeah.
like heroes.
But again, he is playing the peacemaker. He doesn't. He's not on a side.
Yeah. He's not on a side.
He's not on a side. So maybe there is a method to his question.
That's what I was going to say.
Because he is pretty. He comes off as pretty intelligent. So,
he's kind of riding the
he's
wave
smart.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, he's below the radar a little bit. You know, so it might be to his advantage. Even with joy.
Oh, my gosh.
Even with joy. Can't wait to see how that develops in the next six weeks.
But what was so funny was when he had his moment, Joy now went to comfort him. Normally, Gene is the one that's going to get his little rub in. Yeah. But
over the last two episodes, it's been that transition.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see what happens.
She has a little crush on
him. He did say first episode.
He went to go comfort. Who was that?
Joy.
No, he wanted to go comfort
Ashley.
Ashley. Right. You see how big his hand was? It like covered up her whole arm. I was like, my God.
It was like,
he's a big dude.
Dude, he's a Sasquatch, bro. I'm sorry. He's just the doozy monkey.
You know, he's a stump man.
And you know, we call Ashley the baby of Tisha Campbell and
Rosie Perez.
Fight the power.
Well, she's going to need a lot of fighting because she was in the bottom too. So it was between Ashley and Holly. For this week.
I did not want that to happen.
They're both on the same alliance. So, of course, the Bromance brothers decided that it would be best if the two of them were to have a strategy.
You guys saw when we were watching. I loved when the strategy conversation went down in terms of, okay, two people in our alliance are up, so how can we possibly have a scenario where we get someone from the other alliance into limbo? And I thought it was great, very strategic, how they made Holly pick everyone from the other team to be on her team in case they lost, then they could send one of them in. I thought that was really strategic, and I like that. I like seeing that.
But why... It seemed like they were so quick to make Holly be the one to throw in the challenge versus Ashley. And so I kind of questioned
it's because I think...
Because there's a bigger trust factor.
Or maybe because
bigger
Ashley...
Bigger what factor?
There's a bigger trust factor with Ashley.
Yes.
Holly.
And that's why. Holly's Ashley, dispendable. Yeah. They don't care about her.
That's what I'm
thinking. They don't even know who she is. We don't know who she is.
Exactly.
Well, not that I care. Could I do... Like I said, I've stated I like looking at her
each week.
But I have no idea who she is.
Right. Her twin sister...
All we know is that she lied about her job.
Yeah. Well, her twin sister will tweet again, you know.
Oh, she has a twin?
Yeah, you missed it, bro.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
She doesn't know who Sigmund Freud is.
Her sister... She has a twin sister, and her twin sister verified that she actually is a psych major and that she was bombarded with questions. And so the producers basically edited to make it look like that, but she verified that they're sisters.
Got it.
Yeah.
In any case, they did pick her as this. They even said Holly's our sacrificial lamb this week, but they couldn't deliver.
Right. Mm. Now, what do you guys think about the actual challenge?
I like the challenge tonight, actually. I think it looked easier than what it probably really was with all those group of people. So I thought it would have been a fun challenge to actually have.
Yeah, all of them have been fun.
Stephanie looked like she was doing a little point shaving.
Oh, you think she did? You think so? She was throwing it?
It looked like she was doing a little point shaving. I think she's playing the game a little bit, and I think she's making people think she's really not playing the game, but she's really playing the game.
Yeah.
It's a little misinformation.
But honestly, too.
Misdirection, I mean.
Misdirection.
Sorry.
Think about it. If you're in her alliance, you go up to her and you say, all right, they picked us all so they can try and put one of us in limbo. Mm. Stephanie, throw it. You're safe 100%.
Exactly.
You know, we didn't see a conversation like that go down, but I would hope that they thought of that
because it's so obvious.
Yeah. You know?
Because it was not discussed.
Well, we didn't see it.
But it would have made sense for the producers to show that because, you know.
Maybe we could check it out.
Yeah.
But it would make sense. Hey, Stephanie, throw that challenge because then we can automatically save you. We have the votes. And we'll throw one of them in limbo and you're 100% safe. Right.
Do you think she threw it?
Didn't she address it a little bit?
No, somebody else addressed it.
She said, you know, here I am on this team. If we win, great. But if we don't win, it's okay.
Right. She knew. Fine.
No, yeah, she did. But somebody else did mention it's making me wonder if she's throwing this.
Yeah.
Somebody else did mention that.
Somebody did.
While they were dropping all the ball.
and they all fell on her side. Yeah. Oh, it was Mike. Because Mike was like, you're smart. You can bend your knees.
Right.
You
know, that's
exactly. And he actually voted for her to go in. So that makes sense.
But it also would have been smart had they moved her to the other side so that on that last part where the ball needs to go in, she wouldn't have been responsible for it. So, you know.
In the beginning of the challenge.
In the beginning of the challenge.
Let's strategically place her where we can minimize the throwing she might do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because had they not missed the last three balls, they would have clearly won.
But here's the thing I would like to voice my opinion on. It didn't matter either way because no matter what, Ashley or Holly were going to go into limbo. And in my mind, whoever of them goes in limbo, they're going home.
Well, I would have liked, I'm biased because I want Ashley to stay and I want Holly to go. So I would have preferred for Ashley's team to win.
Mm-hmm.
There's me.
Yeah,
personally.
I mean, you know.
I agree. I'd rather see Ashley staying over Holly, but in my mind, either one goes into limbo. Whoever goes in is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the difference of the time? how like between the teams. How Ashley's team. I did not expect Ashley's team to be that far over from
the
other team.
I didn't expect it to be 7 minutes and 37 seconds.
Yeah, and the other was like 5 minutes. 5 minutes and 36 something seconds. Yeah.
Right.
And what was so interesting is it seemed like Holly's team, especially with Jeffrey, as big as he is, he couldn't even lift the thing up, and he was.
Well, yeah, they said it was a lot heavier than they thought.
No, I love his comment about everybody thinks he has upper body strength, and he was letting everyone know that he doesn't. Jeffrey, I want to let you know, I didn't think you had upper body strength. I like you, Jeffrey. That wasn't really an option.
Well, one thing I think when we look at these challenges, what they even recognize is all of these challenges are about communication. Like they're all 100% about communicating. And the red team, Ashley's team, you have Mike yelling at everyone. You have Kevin yelling at everyone. They're not communicating well. So it's like, they didn't win. Whereas the other team, nobody was talking. And it was Holly in the middle, basically kind of leading the team as the captain. And they weren't talking. They were silent. But they were moving. They dropped a few here and there, but they were quiet. And they work together as a team.
Point taken. That's a great point that Holly's team, they were less quiet. Normally, Ashley's team is a little more organized, but I still think that even with all the talking, I still think that they could have won. I just feel like Stephanie was not trying hard enough. If it was another person that was for the alliance, like we can all pretty much have conversation and talk over each other, but we can still get along. If you're saying do something, I can still, move forward, because I felt like for this particular challenge, everybody needed to speak, especially when the ball or something was maybe, going toward their area. I just think Stephanie half-assed it.
Mm-hmm. I would respect her if she did, because that's a strategic move. If we're looking for people to play, both the game of who I am as a person and also as a strategist in the game, that's a strategic move. I would have liked her to come out and be like, hey, I threw that challenge because that was the smartest thing for me to do. Now two people in the opposing alliance are going into limbo. I threw it.
Yeah.
Haha. I'm playing a smart game.
Right.
But we didn't see that.
And then so...
But that's that fine line that we're talking about. But I think that's that fine line because she doesn't want to turn off people that may like her, that may not like her.
We don't want you throwing it.
Right. Yeah. And it's believable that she wouldn't be strong enough to maybe pick it up, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So, I think she's actually probably playing the game. She's one of the best playing the game.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I was going to say she's actually slowly starting to be my favorite player because of the way she's playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Even the story that she had last week about her husband dying, I feel terrible about it, but I think it was a smart move for America to hear that because we play sympathy votes.
Right.
And she had the tears going. So I think she's playing this very smart.
Right.
She's going to be in. She's in it to win it.
Right.
It's the question of also what is the game about? Are we trying to vote for who we like the best? Are we trying to vote for who we think is playing the game? But then what is the game? Is it? It's just there's so many questions.
That is a good question.
What is the game? What is the game about? In terms of what should we as America be voting for?
That's true.
Should we be voting for who we like and relate to? Or should we be voting for who's playing the game? But then what's playing the game?
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, if this doesn't work out, we can always be a new R&B band.
Okay.
Or not.
Oh.
Or not. Negative.
Right. So with that being said, how do you vote?
I like voting on strategy, but then there's always a part of you that you want to vote for the people you like in the game, So when I'm casting votes, I'm voting for who do I think is going to play a good game, who's going to be entertaining, but who do I also like. So it's kind of an all-around thing for me.
I'm a 50-50. I like a little strategy, but I got to like you.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of both for me.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy. Definitely strategy. I want to vote for who I like.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a popularity contest. We're straight back to high school. Homecoming king, prom court, all that.
I was
this
homecoming king.
Oh, really? So was I.
I lost.
Pounds. That's why I like you, man.
You know what I'm saying? Pimps.
Well, anyway. Trump you guys. I was prom king.
I think that's a different subject. Sorry.
It's homecoming king, prom queen. That is.
Okay, whatever you guys can have. We are not talking about this right now.
We'll talk about that one later.
You know what? Listen, let me get my two cents in. I lost. So what? Who cares?
Wait, were you finished with your thought, Thaddeus?
No, actually, what I was going to say was I think that this week is going to be a defining moment in how America really wants to see the game played based on who went in. So, you know, it's really pretty much the battle of like versus strategy this week based on what they kind of represent, I believe.
But what do you mean about that? Because it's Ashley versus Kevin. And I think America just likes Kevin better in general.
Can we back up just a little bit?
Because look, Ashley's been in the bottom every single week.
Even though
America's not vibing with Ashley.
They're not vibing with her, but for her to keep coming back means that somebody likes her.
No, she didn't come back. She came back because she won.
Yeah, she won.
Right. You're right.
She's never been in limbo.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
But Kevin is playing the game, even though he's playing the hardest game out of anybody. Yeah. He's playing.
Bam.
I was just going to say, as far as the vote is concerned, it was split. So it was Kevin. Who was the other girl?
Ashley?
No.
Oh,
it was when they were voting.
Stephanie.
So it was between Stephanie and it was between Kevin.
It's because the two alliances. Yeah.
And then there was one more vote. And then the last vote was for Kevin.
Gene's the swing vote every week.
Then Gene is the swing vote. So Gene voted for Kevin.
Yeah.
And so now it's Kevin will
Karma.
Be. Yeah, Kevin will now be in the limbo with with Ashley, and now it's a matter of who's gonna.
Kevin's coming back. I'd put money on it.
Okay,
if I were betting.
I mean, are we gonna go right into the prediction right now?
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
Prediction.
Sorry.
I just think, here's the thing.
I would be shocked if after 3 weeks in a row, Ashley is. Lowest voter, captain. How is she going to turn it around? She can't. We're not seeing her in limbo. We're not seeing anything out of her anymore. There's no way in my mind that America is going to switch their votes and all of a sudden Kevin's going to go home.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of 3 weeks, we have been in iTunes top 10 for the past 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so please continue to go to iTunes and rate and comment, and please tell a friend. It only takes a minute. Tell a friend, a mother, father, cousin, brother, sister, auntie, go to iTunes. And then also there's this new app called Podcasts. And what you can do is on the podcast, it organizes all of the subscriptions that you have. So that's the new app, and AfterBuzz is also featured on that page. So again, podcast, download it, and for iTunes, please continue to rate us so that we can stay in the top 10. Now, back to our conversation.
And one quick shout out to Maria Therese, who gave us a great comment on iTunes. So to piggyback off what you're saying, please continue to vote, because we love to hear all those responses.
And rate. Okay?
Yeah.
So now, let's now go into predictions and gossip.
Yeah.
All right.
So as we were saying,
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Well, I'll do news first. So the ratings. Last week, I said that I was confident that the ratings would go up 2 million views. Two million views. Right. I know. We've been in the low three million, and I said that we were gonna go 5 million. Well, I did jump the gun just a little bit, but they did go up a point. So they earned a 1.2 rating versus last week. They were down. They were down 1.2. So they went up a tenth. And so they had 3.3 million viewers. So,
yeah, Glass House.
Kudos.
I'll take some more.
I'll take
it. That was nice.
Kudos. Yeah.
Any increase is a good increase, but it's, I think it's, you know, probably not doing as well as anticipated.
Why do you guys think it's not doing so well? Honestly.
I think maybe.
Is it the summer?
It could be, I mean, that could be a part of it, but it's just, I think that at the beginning, it was a little bit all over the place with certain things that they were showing. I think now it's kind of getting into its niche a little bit more, so maybe that's why the weekly increases of the audience is going up, but I think the format from what it was the first episode through where it is now is definitely different.
It's really interesting because our conversation just today has made me open my eyes in terms of what I'm actually watching now. In terms of, I kept going in with the same mentality of strategy, but that's not what the show is about. It's not anymore, really.
It's about the story,
which kind of makes me view it when we're going to go watch it next week. I'm going to view it a little differently now, because I think, you know, I kept trying to put it on the same template and barometer as other reality shows, but it's kind of it's not anymore in my mind, which is neat. I think it's neat. I'm going to be watching it with a different eye.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also funny too because the fact that they compared her so much to Big Brother, and I know like the first two episodes we did too, but I don't even see Big Brother really. I mean, outside of maybe some structural things,
similar.
And the look of the house.
But what you're actually watching in Big Brother, you maybe sometimes get those conversations of that you know about people's lives, but you don't really get to know people at all on Big Brother unless you subscribe to the feeds. You get to know how they're playing the game, you know. So I don't know.
All right, so the bottom who's going into limbo? It was Ashley and Kevin. So
and now they're after Buzz TV
predictions.
Yeah,
the lights, love it. All right, so
nice effect.
I jumped the gun earlier. I already said.
Okay, so
go
Justin.
Sorry.
So Justin, go ahead. No, repeat it again, Justin.
Ashley, I'm sorry. We are not going to see you come back into the game.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but Ashley, I think you're going home. I think Kevin's got a lot more following, and as far as the viewers, I think Ashley's going to go home.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say Kevin is going to go home.
Oh. So how do you think he would go home when Ashley has been in the bottom every week? Underdog?
Shake it up a little bit. Kevin goes home, the complexion of the game is going to change drastically.
Oh, for sure.
And that'll be a little more entertaining. Mm-hmm. If Ashley goes home, things are pretty much going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
It's true.
Well, I hope that Kevin goes home.
No, you hope.
Yes. I hope. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb with you.
You hope, but do you think?
I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to hope that because Kevin was so mean to women that Ashley would get she'll get the woman vote.
Mm.
So I'm hoping.
But he was technically only mean to
Erica. Yeah, but right, he was.
And Erica was mean too.
Just come on, help me out, brother. I'm just hoping.
I think I will be interested to see. I will be interested to see the first week where we see a captain go into limbo and return. I think that'll be interesting to me to see when we finally see if it will happen or it may not happen all season, but to see a captain who is quote unquote one of the lowest vote getters then to return against someone who was not a low vote getter. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be interesting to see. I do not think it's going to happen this week. Ashley, bye bye.
Okay, well, you guys can go to ABC.
But I like her. She's cool.
They can go to abc.com and do voting and live stream daily. All right, so before we go, let's give our information where we can be found.
I'm Dariel Christen. You can follow me on Twitter, DerrielChriston, and the same name on Facebook.
Justin Walter and Twitter, Justin F. Walter.
Thaddeus Massey. Twitter, Club Thaddeus, CLUB Thaddeus, THADDEUS. If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
Oh.
And Bam Erickson, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We want to thank you guys for watching another episode here on AfterBuzz TV for The Glass House. We're Bam Erickson, and we're here, and it's hot. And we're sweating, and we're going to get out of here. So thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to go to iTunes and the podcast. Rate us, and please vote. iTunes Top 10.
That's right.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.